Ministry of Education, Culture, Sport, and Youth. Secondary Education. Technical and Vocational Schools. Class C. 2 periods. End of Term Examinations, May 2022. Part 1. Listening Skills. You will hear 3 different recordings. You will hear each recording twice. Recording 1. You will hear a man talking about pigs and video games. Decide whether the following sentences are true or false. Put a tick in the appropriate box. You have 1 minute to read the sentences. First listening.
Pigs are intelligent enough to play video games. Pigs are more intelligent than we thought. They can play video games. Researchers in the USA did research on their gaming skills. The researchers were surprised. The test pigs could play games. Researchers got 4 pigs to play a simple game at different levels. They had to move a joystick with their nose to make a cursor move. If they were successful, they got a treat. Lead author Dr. Candice Crony said, "It's very clear they had some understanding of what they were being asked to do." The research is in a paper published in a journal. The research was quite long. The pigs spent many days playing the game. They played on 3 different levels. If they were successful at one level, they moved to the next level. The higher levels had nicer treats. A scientist said, "The pigs clearly understood the connection between their own behavior, the joystick, and what was happening on the screen." Dr. Coney wants to understand how pigs get information and what they can learn and remember. She said, "This would help us to understand more about pigs interacting with humans."
You have 1 minute to complete task 1. Second listening.
Pigs are intelligent enough to play video games. Pigs are more intelligent than we thought. They can play video games. Researchers in the USA did research on their gaming skills. The researchers were surprised. The test pigs could play games. Researchers got 4 pigs to play a simple game at different levels. They had to move a joystick with their nose to make a cursor move. If they were successful, they got a treat. Lead author Dr. Candice Crony said, "It's very clear they had some understanding of what they were being asked to do." The research is in a paper published in a journal. The research was quite long. The pigs spent many days playing the game. They played on three different levels. If they were successful at one level, they moved to the next level. The higher levels had nicer treats. A scientist said, "The pigs clearly understood the connection between their own behaviour, the joystick, and what was happening on the screen." Dr. Coney wants to understand how pigs get information and what they can learn and remember. She said, "This would help us to understand more about pigs interacting with humans."
You have 1 minute to check your answers. Recording 2. You will hear an interviewer asking David if he is a morning or an evening person. For questions 1 to 5, choose the correct answer, A, B, or C. You have 1 minute to read the questions. First listening.
Hello, could I ask you a few questions? We're doing some research.
Sure, what's it about?
Well, we want to find out if you are a morning or an evening person.
Okay, fine.
Okay, and what's your name?
David Cope.
And what do you do, David?
I'm a magazine editor.
Okay, and when do you work?
Monday to Friday, 8 till 4.
What time do you get up in the morning?
5:45. I have to get up early because I start work at 8, and it takes me an hour to get to work.
What time do you go to bed?
Probably around 10.
If you have an exam, do you study best in the morning, afternoon, or at night?
Let me think. I haven't done an exam for a long time, but when I was a student, I used to study better in the morning.
And if you do exercise, when do you prefer to do it?
In the morning, definitely. I love going for a long walk or cycling. It's great early in the morning because you feel that you're the only person in the world who's awake at that time.
Do you like your working hours?
I don't mind them. Finishing work early means I can pick up my daughter from school and look after her in the afternoons. It's true that I can't really have a social life during the week because I go to bed at 10, but that's okay.
Right, and the last question. Would you like to change your working hours?
Yes, I would. I'd like to work 4 days a week, maybe working more hours in the day and have a 3-day weekend. Then, I could spend 3 full days a week with my family.
That's great. Thank you very much for your time.
You have 1 minute to complete task 2. Second listening.
Hello, could I ask you a few questions? We're doing some research.
Sure, what's it about?
Well, we want to find out if you are a morning or an evening person.
Okay, fine.
Okay, and what's your name?
David Cope.
And what do you do, David?
I'm a magazine editor.
Okay, and when do you work?
Monday to Friday, 8 till 4.
What time do you get up in the morning?
5:45. I have to get up early because I start work at 8, and it takes me an hour to get to work.
What time do you go to bed?
Probably around 10.
If you have an exam, do you study best in the morning, afternoon, or at night?
Let me think. I haven't done an exam for a long time. But when I was a student, I used to study better in the morning.
And if you do exercise, when do you prefer to do it?
In the morning, definitely. I love going for a long walk or cycling. It's great early in the morning because you feel that you're the only person in the world who's awake at that time.
Do you like your working hours?
I don't mind them. Finishing work early means I can pick up my daughter from school and look after her in the afternoons. It's true that I can't really have a social life during the week because I go to bed at 10, but that's okay.
Right, and the last question. Would you like to change your working hours?
Yes, I would. I'd like to work 4 days a week, maybe working more hours in the day and have a 3-day weekend. Then, I could spend 3 full days a week with my family.
That's great. Thank you very much for your time.
You have 1 minute to check your answers. Recording 3. You will hear a man talking about the internet. Listen and underline the correct word in brackets. You have 1 minute to read the text. First listening.
The internet. I think the internet is the greatest invention ever. Think how it has changed the world. So much information is out there. It has totally changed my life. I can chat with friends, download music, buy books, and get all the info I need for my homework. It took days or weeks to do any of these things before the internet. I spend hours every day online. I think I spend a little too long. I'm sure staring at a computer screen all day isn't good for my eyes. I think it's also making me fat. I need to exercise a little more. The only thing I don't like about the internet is that it can be dangerous. I don't really like putting my personal information online, especially on social networking sites like Facebook.
You have 1 minute to complete task 3. Second listening.
The internet. I think the internet is the greatest invention ever. Think how it has changed the world. So much information is out there. It has totally changed my life. I can chat with friends, download music, buy books, and get all the info I need for my homework. It took days or weeks to do any of these things before the internet. I spend hours every day online. I think I spend a little too long. I'm sure staring at a computer screen all day isn't good for my eyes. I think it's also making me fat. I need to exercise a little more. The only thing I don't like about the internet is that it can be dangerous. I don't really like putting my personal information online, especially on social networking sites like Facebook.
You have 1 minute to check your answers. This is the end of the listening part of the examination. Please, put your pens down.